You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
David Seymour's euthanasia bill passed its second reading last night in Parliament, sparking a fresh round of debate about the issue. Of particular interest is the perspective of the medical profession in whose hands physician-assisted dying would take place. I spoke to Dr. Peter Turkel, Secretary of anti-euthanasia group Care Alliance, and began by asking him a bit about the organisation.
All right, well, the Care Alliance is essentially a volunteer charitable type group, and it has 12 member organisations, which is a mix of medical, bioethical, and some has four faith-based members as well. And we've come together, we're all quite different in many respects. We probably don't agree on a lot, but there is one thing we do agree, that we do not feel that euthanasia and assisted suicide are the right way to go for New Zealand, that it brings a number of problems that we're concerned about. It's existed for about 5 years as an organisation, and as I say, we see our job essentially as a group of volunteers to just bring reasoned argument. We never argue from a faith-based point of view. We want to bring reasoned argument for our MPs to hear, in the hopes that that will allow them to have a well-informed decision on what they decide.
And can you talk me through some of both the general arguments against euthanasia that the Care Alliance advances, but also, as you mentioned, speaking from a medical and biomedical and ethical perspective, and speaking to their disagreements with euthanasia?
Yes, I can. Or just to be clear, some of our members include palliative care nurses in New Zealand, Australian-New Zealand Society for Palliative Medicine, New Zealand Health Professionals Association, and Hospice New Zealand. So, you know, we do have a good mix of medical people involved in what we do. I guess the two main areas of concern, and then there are some others, is around placing vulnerable people at risk. We are concerned that the elderly, those who are depressed and disabled, and particularly those with terminal illnesses, are in an inherently vulnerable position. And there are real problems in New Zealand, as you're probably aware, around coercion, which relates to elder abuse, and also people feeling a burden. The second one relates more directly to the medical area, that euthanasia definitely disrupts the doctor-patient relationship of trust, and in some ways compromises the doctors, because, you know, let's be clear, this bill really gives the power of administering lethal drugs to patients by doctors in some circumstances, and that's just a sea change from the whole history, really, you know, going back hundreds of years of the medical profession, which is to care, show compassion, kindness, to bring healing, and to bring actually hope. You're probably aware that the New Zealand Medical Association, which has about 5,000 members, put in a very good submission. It's worth reading, and they're basically saying that the practice of euthanasia is unethical. And even if the law were to change, then the NZMA would continue to see it as an unethical practice. You mentioned also the doctors, the doctors say no. That was 1,000 doctors who signed a letter, effectively along the same lines that euthanasia has no place in medicine. Palliative care nurses and Hospice New Zealand are opposed to this.
Perhaps we can go into those two a bit more. So,
all right.
So thinking about vulnerability of people, could there not be changes made in structures and sort of safety guards put in place and checks put in place such that vulnerability would be less of a concern?
Well, of course, that's being argued, and that is why there's a debate, you know, a very heated, quite emotional debate about, can we actually assure public safety? Our view as a Care Alliance is that even if the criteria were restricted, say, to terminal illness, you still cannot assure public safety. Lawyers have looked at this, doctors have looked at this, a couple of the high courts in Ireland and in the UK have said, look, on balance, it's very difficult to detect coercion. We don't think it can be done. The Royal New Zealand College of GPs in their submission, which was referred to in last night's debate, says specifically that they do not believe it is possible for doctors to detect coercion in any circumstances. And so that really is the problem. You can say, oh, there's a safeguard, and the bill at the moment says the consulting medical practitioner must do his or her best to ensure that there's no coercion.
And moving on to regarding the doctor-patient relationship and whether or not that would be compromised if euthanasia were to be a part of a doctor's or the the practice of the medical profession. I want to raise two points there. The first is, from what I understand, the bill in its current state will not compel doctors to provide the service if they are a conscientious objector. So that's looking personally at a particular doctor and whether or not they would feel comfortable. The second point I want to raise also, how well do these organisations and these petitions actually represent the voices and opinions of all doctors?
Well, they're both good questions. I think on the first one, the conscientious objection, yes, the bill does provide some provision for a doctor to say, look, I don't want to have to give lethal injections to my patients, and they're not obliged to under this bill. They do have to refer on, and that even, but they are implicated in a system that now says, look, in some circumstances, at least some doctors who are able to put doctors to death. That is just a massive sea change. So there is a sense of, you know, in it together as a profession, which is compromised, and some would argue that conscientious objection doesn't entirely remove that. Also, this is only for individuals, not for institutions. If you move to the other point that you raised about, okay, so NZMA has 5,000 doctors, and they've affirmed that this is unethical and would remain unethical if it became law. The 1,000 doctors who say no and signed a letter. And there were also actually, as a matter of interest, about 600 doctors who made submissions to the select committee directly, and 93% of those were opposed to euthanasia. But the question really turns on what does ethics and ethical standards mean in medicine? They're already governed by peer review, the wisdom of more senior experienced staff, ethical standards that all doctors, and for that matter nurses, are subject to all of the time. So a doctor just can't just say, look, this is a way to, you know, not to practice euthanasia necessarily, but this is to carry out this procedure or process or medical whatever. If a doctor says, I want to do it a bit differently, and other doctors say, look, that does not seem right or ethical to us, there is an accountability. The doctor who's gone, and the doctor can't just say, well, it's ethical to me, I'm going to do it. There are accountabilities, there can be hearings, there can be disciplinary procedures, and in extreme cases, a doctor can be deregistered for breaching the ethical guidelines and principles and clinical practices of the profession, and that's to protect safety.
Is there scope for euthanasia and assisted dying in New Zealand to be something that exists in New Zealand but is not provided by medical professionals?
Could it operate outside medicine? If New Zealand really wants to go down this path, then we would say yes, leave the doctors out of it.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.